Welcome back to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio and to a new trend we've spotted. Well, I've spotted, I guess. No experts to quote or statistics to consult or even confirmation from the collective brain of my Facebook page. But here it is. Facial hair is getting its close-up, at least by film critics. It all started with Anthony Lane's review of Argo in The New Yorker. If you haven't seen the film, it's set during the Iranian hostage crisis of 1979, with all the clunky glasses and full ashtrays that the production designers could muster. The film is directed by Ben Affleck, who also stars as real-life CIA exfiltrator Tony Mendez. Here's a quote.
Affleck's beard and hairstyle suggest someone who moonlighted from the intelligence services to pose for the joy of sex. And as you study the fashions of the era, you have to ask whether the Ayatollah's fury was provoked by U.S. support for the Shah, or more simply, by the width of Western shirt collars.
It makes a lot of sense now that blowout beards and twirled mustaches, along with skinny jeans, bestow street cred in the hipster boroughs of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, both Portlands, Maine and Oregon, and of course, L.A., where movies come from. You want more? Here's A.O. Scott's take on how the spare American landscape of the era is evoked in Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
The smaller, plainer America of the mid-19th century is evoked by the brownest chiaroscuro of Janusz Kaminski's cinematography, by the mud, brick, and wood of Rick Carter's production design, and by enough important facial hair to make the young beard farmers of 21st century Brooklyn weep tears of envy.
Aha! I think I'm onto something. It all came together last weekend when I watched Joe Wright's risky adaptation of Tolstoy's Anna Karenina, starring Keira Knightley as the chin-quivering putty in the hands of a woefully miscast Count Vronsky. Those are my words, not A.O. Scott's. So, after the film, I went back to get Scott's take.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, with curly blonde hair, a crisp white uniform, and the kind of mustache that would have melted hearts in an Upper West Side singles bar around 1974, turns Vronsky into a pretty, impulsive enigma.
Two of my favorite reviewers, neither of which have beards, by the way, which may lead one to wonder if they're just jealous of the more hirsute. Despite these observations of their observations, no one is yet petitioning the Academy of Arts and Sciences to include a facial hair category in this year's Oscars. So I'm feeling a little lonesome. If you notice facial hair reviews popping up in unlikely places, like movie reviews, let us know on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Segments and links from today's stories are available as audio at our website or as podcasts at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio.